A Dialogue Between the Soul and the Body by Andrew Marvel. Soul. Oh, who shall from this dungeon raise a soul enslaved so many ways? With bolts of bones that fettered stands, and feet and manacled and hands. Here blinded with an eye, and there deaf with the drumming of an ear. A soul hung up as 'twere in chains of nerves and arteries and veins, tortured besides each other part in a vein head and double heart. Body. Oh, who shall me deliver whole from bonds of this tyrannic soul? Which stretched up bright impales me so that mine own precipice I go, and warms and moves this needless frame, a fever could but do the same, and wanting where its spite to try has made me live to let me die, a body that could never rest since this ill spirit it possessed. Soul. What magic could me thus confine within another's grief to pine? For whatsoever it complain, I feel that cannot feel the pain. And all my care itself employs that to preserve which me destroys. Constrained not only to endure diseases, but what's worse, the cure. And ready oft the port to gain, am shipwrecked into health again. Body. But physic yet could never reach the maladies thou me dost teach, whom first the cramp of hope does tear, and then the palsy shakes of fear. The pestilence of love does heat, or hatred's hidden ulcer eat. Joy's cheerful madness does perplex, or sorrow's other madness vex, which knowledge forces me to know, and memory will not forgo. What but a soul could have the wit to build me up for sin so fit? So architects do square and hew green trees that in the forest grew.